From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It looks like Verizon is going to dominate the wireless business in the United States. Today, the FCC announced that a partnership between Verizon and Vodafone was the big buyer of a huge chunk of the airwaves for wireless communication. AT&T bought a lot, too. The FCC was auctioning off airspace for things like more cell phone traffic or wireless high-speed internet access. NPR's Laura Seidel has been following this story. She joins us now from San Francisco. Laura, remind us why the FCC held this auction.
Okay. In 2009, there's a whole bunch of spectrum that's going to free up. And the spectrum that's going to free up is the stuff that basically you've been using rabbit ears on your phone to get. On your television set to get. It's when we convert to digital for televisions, this spectrum is suddenly going to become available. So the FCC thought, wouldn't it be great if we could give this spectrum to the wireless industry where it can be used for phones and mobile devices and all of that? And indeed, they sold it and got $19.6 billion for it. So there will be more spectrum for your phones and mobile devices.
And wireless, certainly a growing industry. Now, from what I understand, Google was interested in this auction also, but they didn't wind up buying anything. Could you explain that?
Yeah, Google was very interested in it. Mostly they wanted to get a rule for this auction that whoever bought a certain portion of the spectrum had to have it be open access. And the reason Google wanted that was because when you buy right now, you go and you sign up with a carrier, you have to get your phone from them. So they're the ones who put the software on it and who basically set up your phone. Google wants a piece of that action. They basically want to be able to put their software on it and their operating service. So Google pushed for this requirement, and the FCC said, if we get a minimum bid of a certain amount, then we'll open up that spectrum. So Google did play a role in that it bid the minimum. So now this spectrum will be open in that way, although because Verizon got pretty much all of it, there's some skepticism that Verizon won't try and get around that open access.
So, Laura, for all those people who have cell phones in their purse or their pocket or in that cell phone cradle in their car, what does this mean for them?
Well, basically what it means, first off, when you think of the Verizon commercials, when they say, can you hear me now? Well, you really should be. If they start using this spectrum, this is really high quality spectrum. It goes through mountains. It goes through walls. So it really will give them a Verizon an edge. They will have a really, really good signal. The only thing, though, that's not so good for consumers, say various groups, is that one of the things they were hoping was going to come out of this auction was that you were going to get somebody other than, say, Verizon or AT&T as a provider of wireless and broadband. And unfortunately, that did not happen. And consumer groups are saying that's not so good. But, well, at least when Verizon says, can you hear me now, you really will be able to hear them.
Now, a question about emergency responders. Part of the spectrum was supposed to have been shared by emergency responders like police, firefighters. What happened to that?
This is very unfortunate. There was a block that was up for sale that had a requirement, and the requirement was that whoever purchased this block had to leave part of it open for emergency responders during, you know, any kind of huge national emergency. So, for example, during 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina, there was a problem for emergency responders, for police and firemen to be able to communicate with one another. And so they wanted to make sure whoever bought this particular block, they had to open it up during an emergency. Unfortunately, they only got one bid. So they didn't sell it to anybody. And now the FCC is going to look into this and see whether or not there's something else they can do to make this happen, because there's a strong push. People really want to have this emergency spectrum.
Thanks so much, Laura.
You're quite welcome.
That was Laura Seidel in San Francisco.